Rise and shine, St. Louis. It's the Ryan Kelly Morning After with Tim McKernan, Jimmy the Cat Hayes, and Doug Vaughn. It's time to start your day off right. Now here's Tim, Jim, and Doug, live from the Gateway Buick GMC Studios on 590 The Fan, 105.7 HD2 FM, and InsideSTL.com.
707 in St. Louis, you're listening to the Ryan Kelly Morning After, 590 The Fan, KFNS, 105.7 HD2 FM, and InsideSTL.com, live from the Gateway Buick GMC Studios.
Hey, stop with that rat-a-tat delivery.
No, that's kind of like what makes Marshall Mathers so successful. It's like not just the rhymes, but it's also the iambic pentameter.
Okay.
It's the Design Air Heating and Cooling. 7 o'clock. Gower. Design Air has over 75 HVAC technicians, so they always provide fast and friendly service. DesignAirService.com. Design Air is the number one train dealer in the Midwest. It's hard to stop a train. Let's take a look at your Four Seasons Penske truck captain's log, Doug.
All right.
Eddie McVeigh of Maggie O'Brien's joins us at 8:45, and there's a little bit of buzz about these Maggie O'Brien's picks of the week.
Right.
After the Southside Seamen went 6-1 on their picks last week to close the gap with producer Joe to just one game.
You're trailing producer Joe.
No, I'm not happy about it, but yeah, I kind of was going, oh my God, I'm going to finally lose. But now here come the Seamen.
I missed my lock of the week last week by 27 points.
You were high on Clemson at the Carrier Dome.
Right. I thought they'd cover 23.5, and they lost.
Don't you always pick the game that was already played?
Yeah, you like the Thursday night. So right now you'd be on the Raiders today.
Right. I think the Raiders would probably beat the Chiefs maybe last play of the game if I had a – I didn't see it or anything, but I would think so.
Nice.
And by the way, I like your rat-a-tat delivery.
Oh, my God.
Rat-a-tat-tat delivery.
Ooh, my bell sounds good today.
You get a thoroughbred, you just let him run. You know what you say? Trust your stuff, kid.
Yep. I don't know that I have that much energy.
What happened now?
Well, I just got a little bit of a cold, so I'm not going to be
much
good to you.
Were you on late last night, or was Maurice?
No, I've been on vacation from TV this week.
Why were we shaving strokes?
Well, I've been having to do things around the house.
Like what, bro? Paint?
I had to paint, yeah. A couple days of painting. Oh, gosh, yeah.
Paint? Clean out your underwear drawer.
Well, there's been some of that. Yesterday, I cleaned off the workbench.
And that was a day?
That's the exciting life that I lead. That took about 2 hours.
That's awesome.
Oh, I had a big mess down there.
Well, at least it was crappy out.
Yeah, can't get outside with the weather being what it is.
What about yard work?
And then you would have been out some of that. Had the yard aerated and
shirt
seated,
off, glistening in the sun.
Well, some of that, yeah. The neighbors said thank you very much. Done a little of that, just doing things that I've been needing to do.
You filthy boy whore.
Well, come on, it's just yard work.
What about if you need a little nap, you ever just kind of mosey inside, take
There's
a little nap?
Some of that as well.
Oh, yep. Now we're getting some.
All right. Yep.
Any cuddling?
Just me.
All right, I don't know. I'm not trying to get in your
What are you
kitchen.
Suggesting?
Well, if you sit on your hand for a half hour, then essentially you can have a new friend. Lisa Ann with us at 9:15. That might wind up being the best segment of the week. She's so damn good.
Mm-hmm.
And then she also gives us great information. Last week, you know, it's not like he went off, but he still was a great value play. Doug, do you remember a play last week?
I don't.
Adam Humphries of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. I guess they're three receiver.
Yeah.
And behind Evans and DeSean Jackson. And, you know, he had a nice productive day for the point, for the cost on your daily fantasy sites. So she has proven to be quite helpful. As well as talking stag. So that's at 9:15. And, of course, the Iggy's Drops of the Week, presented by the Post Sports Bar and Grill, the official cheesesteak of the Ryan Kelly Morning After, the Bertarelli Cutlery Cuts of the Week, and the Hot Shots Email of the Day. Let's take a look at the standings here, because this is kind of fun. You know, now it's October 20th, and you go, okay, all right, how many shows do we have left? You count today, Doug. You have 8 Email of the Days left, and you start to kind of count. It's like when the calendar flips to September in the baseball season. You go, okay, where is everybody?
Yeah.
And Madu Bowles at Hanks leads with 3. Cucky has 2. And Misty Plop still is not on the board in October. I think his work's been good, so I don't think it's a reflection of Misty Plop's not being good so much as a bunch of other emails really rising to the occasion.
Best batch we've ever had, I think, these last couple weeks.
Wow. Listen to Mike Greenberg over there.
We were actually talking about it, me and Seymour, and just... We were rattling off guys that had been productive.
Doug, you ever sit down with anybody and talk about how good the emails have been?
Not once in my life.
And you won't believe it. We went through 6 or 7 names, and we didn't even mention Matt Hubbell's at Hanks, who is currently leading. Really? That is how deep this batch is. The roster's deep, yeah.
All right. I think Misty Plops may be resting on his laurels just a little bit.
I think Misty Plops was the best email yesterday, but it didn't matter. You guys both went with Cucky. Who's great? Who's great?
Is it possible that Misty Plops has already built up a stack of like 25 coupons to Hot Shots and just can't eat there anymore?
I think he's waiting for 30 more and then he's going to acquire a franchise.
Yeah, well, close. Because that's what you get today again, right? A suspension special.
Let me
Hot
take
Shots.
A look here.
That's what it is.
Let me
suspension
text
special
Bill.
At Hot Shots.
Suspension
Shots.
Special at Hot Shots, where we will be. Just in 6 days, TMA, there's a lot of buzz about next Thursday's TMA Live.
Yeah, I felt that too.
Because, well, it's kind of like when Guns N' Roses had the incident in St. Louis at what was Riverport at the time in 91, and they didn't get back to St. Louis until playing one of the best facilities in the country, the, what do they call it, the Trans World Dome, Doug, down?
Yeah, TWA Dome.
That's right.
So, I still call it Riverport, too, by the way.
Yeah, Riverport and Trans World.
It'll always be Riverport, I think, to me. I can't get
it's different. It
straight. It
so now we return to Webster Groves, where we haven't been. God, I don't know when the last time we were
the
there.
The last time I remember something like this
presented
was
by Bud Select, the official beer of the Ryan Kelly Morning.
When Yanni had a concert in an intimate venue, and word got out that he was going to play the triangle, which he doesn't normally do.
Nice. You got to worry about stampeding when yeah. that word gets out.
Nice.
I've never seen Yanni perform.
Oh, you're missing.
What does he do exactly?
Plays the triangle, bro.
That's only it? At small, intimate venues. But generally speaking, he plays another instrument that, you guys know.
Yeah. And they say, I only want to play intimate venues because they can't sell out a larger venue?
No, that's what Demoff says when asked about the Rams' attendance at the Coliseum.
Oh.
He says it wants
there
to provide...
No- secret plan.
No.
More intimate experience for the fans. That was actually a quote in an article. Did you read that article? That was phenomenal. That would have been right up your alley, Doug. This was like within the last 2 weeks.
I don't think I have.
Did I read it on The Ringer?
Uh-uh.
About how they're having real issues, not just in L.A. with the Chargers and the Rammies, but also the Raiders are moving, and also Santa Clara is a debacle.
Yeah.
For the 49ers.
Yeah, they're not throwing flies out there either. The team's horrible, and it's a long way, I guess, from San Francisco and the Oakland area. I'm surprised they can draw anything at Oakland right now with that team.
So am I. You know, I was watching that last night, and it's packed, and they seem as rabid as ever before.
Yeah. I don't
know if they're still hoping it isn't going to happen. I don't know.
Denial, maybe?
I don't know. I mean, it's certainly a different operation there, and I'm not talking about, like, the costumes and such, but... you know, that's one of the things I did. This is relevant, although I know it might come off the wrong way, but I'll prepare myself to go ahead and text in with the attacks, 855-282-8255. When I was playing golf with Marcus Allen a couple weeks ago, name drop, but I did ask him, I said, what do you think about the Las Vegas thing? And obviously, even though he spent the latter portions of his career with the Chiefs, he's a Raider at heart, and... He said, I think it'll work great. I think it'll be a big hit in Vegas. And he said the reason is the Raider brand isn't really locked in, associated with, you know, the East Bay, Oakland. It's more of a national brand. And so plenty of those people he thinks will travel to Vegas. It's not that far, relatively speaking, probably an hour flight maybe. I don't know what the drive would be. I don't know what the drive would be from there. But anyway.
It'd be a significant drive.
Yeah. But it is drivable, as opposed to if you, for whatever reason, still wanted to cheer for the Rams living in St. Louis.
Are we talking like 6 hours?
I would put it at 5.5. That would be my guess. Hour flight. I have made the flight from Oakland to Las Vegas. But the point is that it's a brand that transcends, so he thinks it will be successful there. Certainly so far. Buddy of mine, I forgot to text him back yesterday. Randall, Doug, he works at Kraft Steak.
I don't know Randall.
You remember Kraft Steak?
Gritchick?
Nope. Went to Vianney.
I don't know this friend.
Good guy. He texted me, what did he say? Regarding the Knights, where the Blues will be tomorrow night. Just listen to your segment with Kelly Chase. This city is absolutely wild about the Golden Knights. It's really awesome to see, and people have always been seeking an identity outside of casinos and strip clubs. I've been to 4 home games so far. I imagine that's some exhibition games, and it's about 30% visiting fans, but that's great because they're filling up the hotels.
See, Vegas, people don't realize outside that just in terms of home builds and growth, like that area is taken off.
But I always wonder, you hear the same thing about like Tampa, the transient population, or in Miami.
Oh, really? You hear that about Tampa? Is that right?
I've never heard that.
And Miami and Vegas, yeah.
Well, in Tampa, they say a lot of New Yorkers move there, really? Too. So
Midwesterners move into that west coast of Florida.
But if you hear that about a population, and you do hear that about Las Vegas, sometimes they don't gravitate as much to the home team because they have loyalties elsewhere. I don't know if that's the case, but I would see that that is one of the obstacles, even though in terms of population, it's growing.
Might be more difficult for hockey to maintain their momentum when the football gets there. Because right now, it's the first pro franchise Las Vegas has ever had. Everybody's excited about that. And you got to fill up that building 40-some-odd times. Whereas when football comes, that's only 10 times, and it's a bigger sport than hockey. And they may take some of the corporate dollars and some of the fan support who would otherwise buy season tickets to hockey. They may happen. Maybe it won't be an issue, but I think it'll be a big test for the hockey franchise.
Yeah. I legitimately am curious how the Knights are faring 5 years from now. This is super random. I don't even know if Chase would be able to answer this. But, I mean, the Coyotes were a debacle in Glendale, I guess, to be exact, which is west of Phoenix, but it's still the Phoenix metropolitan area, which is huge. And I don't know if that took off right when it got there, but that's one of those things.
It did well early, right away. It just died.
Yeah, I mean,
and then they had the housing, collapse in Arizona. There were big areas hit hard, and there was a lot of areas depressed by that too. So it didn't go hand in hand very well.
Well, Las Vegas had a real estate debacle. There's a couple casinos toward downtown. You're heading north on the Strip that were started to be built. And then just frozen. So they're like still like frames of casinos. And I don't know if that's changed. So I personally, as a guy who kind of considers Las Vegas like a second home, I'd love to see it be successful. Might become a Raiders fan. Who knows? I don't know. But a lot of Blues fans are either already in Vegas or making their way to Las Vegas today as the Blues take on the Knights for the first time in the two franchises histories, as Las Vegas is a 5-1 team. How often do you see an expansion team jump out to a 5-1 start? And Doug, you know who's at the top of the Central? Your St. Louis Blues with a win last night in Colorado. And I got that one going 4-3.
Yeah. Colorado scored one. They took it away there on an offside. Did you see that last night was only the 17th time in history that all four major sports had a game on the same night?
I did see that. Mm-hmm.
I guess that would make sense since they've only been playing Thursday night football for a few years.
So I guess you're done talking about the Blues. Tim gave you a good opening.
I felt like I kind of White Iverson'd you the ball, and I was waiting for some pros, and it's clearly not doing it anymore.
But I am expecting, maybe not pros, some good solid takes on this Blues.
Boy, Schwartzy's sure getting.
You know
up
what
and
he
down
does? He goes to the goal.
Yeah. Nice. That was good.
This Shinzy, boy, I like it. He's a two-way player. Some of these rear guards are blocking biscuits.
What boy, about the way the defense is getting involved in the offense?
They're getting involved. I like the way the defense is coming up on the pinching in at times. Boy, when these rear guards can put the rock in the onion bag, we got something going now.
What about that sign last night at the game?
That had to be Photoshop, wasn't it?
Word. I was sent that sign by a gentleman.
It wasn't real, was it?
I didn't see it.
Let me pull it up. Let me just text Bill here.
I just don't think that it was real.
There it is. The cat. Can you see it on my my text inbox?
Guy,
Justin Steer, St. Louis and Verizon.
Do you believe
guy.
It's real?
You recognize
the
guy?
Doug said Photoshop.
Justin, I believe, was at the game. He lives in Denver now. I'm pretty sure. Now I could be completely wrong.
How do you know who the guy is?
No, I'm talking. Justin sent me the picture. I don't know who the guy is holding up the Free Dotum sign, but clearly he loves America.
Yeah, an American who believes in the rights of other Americans.
That's right. That's right.
Even apparently, he doesn't believe in that criminal behavior ought to be punished.
Well, the Supreme Court has split as to whether or not Deke Dotum is a criminal.
Jim Hayes was telling me on the way to the ballpark, wanted me to pass along a note from the Dotum family. He met Mr. and Mrs. Dotum and their son, Deke. They want to say hi to family and friends back home in St. Louis. That's from the Dotums.
Come on.
Nice family.
Very nice family.
Deke's father can hit that golf ball.
Can he?
Great pro tracer if you're watching his pro tracer.
generally speaking, they're like every other American family. Is they just want to enjoy the fruits of their labor and not bother anybody.
Well, a lot of criminals are. A lot of criminals start out okay, and then they veer down the wrong side.
You think the parents are
getting rid of the freedotum guy, whoever that might be?
Right.
Colonel's
You're
had enough.
The parents are criminals too.
Well, they must have nurtured it along for him to think that that sort of behavior is okay, to just write in the most vile, homophobic things you possibly could to a guy on the radio. Yeah,
I don't think it's
bad.
Homophobic. I think if anything, it's really homo. I mean, this man wants men, and he makes no secret of it.
Yeah,
and you got.
So
a
I don't think there's any phobia.
On your back,
I don't think there's any phobia of it.
Yeah. So it makes me uncomfortable, and I think it makes others uncomfortable as well that he is so violent.
God, I don't know. I find it to be hot. I just
community.
Find it to be hot.
So he's been suspended. He's been suspended indefinitely.
I just know
he has a great rapport with Jessica Simpson's father.
And he seems to have a lot of people supporting him, Tim.
I'm as moist as a freshly baked Betty Crocker cake.
Yep.
Those things are moist.
They are, right? Because that's a great analogy. That was vivid, neat. Plowsy's laugh has morphed into a blend of Cheech Marin and Stephen Hawking. Thanks, Wildwood Whisker Biscuits.
Let's not make fun of Stephen Hawking.
Anything from Mike Francesa today? That's from the Wildwood Whisker Biscuit.
Oh, yeah.
What do we have? Because I saw there were some on the...
There's one, and it's funny. You want to listen to it?
Well, sure.
I didn't know if you were going to...
That was the setup, right?
Okay, I'll set up my... Okay, go.
Julian in New Brunswick, what's up?
It's actually Julian.
Okay, Julian, forward, not Julian. Go ahead, Julian. What's up?
That's it.
That's it.
We got to have a little taste of him now and then.
But like it was spelled like Julian, like on the board. I think that's what's funny. Like it there was no H. It was just J.
Where would there be an H in Julian?
There's no Julian in
U L I A N was on the board. And Julian.
Maybe he was thinking about Julian Javier.
How do you spell Julian?
I don't know if I even spell Julian.
Right,
but...
you clearly don't.
Because there's not an H. The J is pronounced as an H in Spanish.
It's like Jose, J-O-S-E.
Yeah, how do you spell Jose, bro? Hose?
No, J-O-S-E.
All right.
With the...
Hold on, good job.
I love Francesa. I think he's gold.
Yeah. Yeah.
Even though you were laughing at him, where's the H, Francesa?
I would make an ass of myself for 5 hours a day for sure with that kind
I'd
of
I'd listen to you
payment.
For 5 hours a day. That would be awesome.
You would be you're one of very few.
Oh, I think
imagine.
It will wind up being pretty damn good. I got to be honest
and
with
And then
you.
Sometimes that J gets even a different sound in a city like Juarez. How do you get Juar out of J-U-A-R-E-Z?
Huh. Is that the J-U sound?
I guess, yeah.
I really regret that I don't speak Spanish.
Me too.
I'm going to have to encourage my tyke to do that. I mean, that's the move.
That's probably something that we should require in all educational schools.
Mm. My kid is learning Spanish. He knows.
Really? Is that right?
Yeah.
Tyler's speaking Spanish or he's learning?
Learning, yeah.
Really?
He's got,
tip of the cap, sir.
Yeah, he's got words. He's got to learn the meaning and pronunciation.
So is he taking Spanish?
Stuff. I just think it's part of their curriculum now is
wow.
to give him the basics.
Earlier you can do it, the better.
I took 4 years in high school, and this is what I can say.
What do you have?
¿Cómo gritas, hijo? Boop. ¿Cómo gritas, hijo? Boop. Why do you scream, my son? Boop. See, they're on these tapes, and then you have...
Right. There's a...
S-O-C-K-S. I learned that one from the commercial. S-O-C-K-S.
Mis zapatos.
That's what it is.
Mis zapatos son muy grande. Mis zapatos son muy grande. Boop.
I really respect people who can speak two languages or multiple languages.
Dick Dodum speaks three.
I doubt that.
Yes, he does.
He speaks vile, and he speaks pig Latin.
Guys, there's nothing wrong with Plowsy's spelling. That comes from Julian, H-U-L-I-A-N.
I think Huiing would be H-O-O-L-I-A-N.
Tim, I'm finna taking my female squeeze to the Kirkwood Brewhouse tonight to have a taste of beverage scotch and watch the baseball match. Finna be a pony? Doug, that's from the White Collar Gangster, one of your favorites. Big Syracuse
well,
guy.
He's vile as well.
And I have to tell you, it's gonna be a beautiful day in St. Louis. And I will be ponied up on the Kirkwood Brewhouse patio.
You're coming up here almost every night now?
You know, after I got done shaving strokes, and Iggy was part of the foursome, Anna Marie and I brought up our son, put him in his car seat on the bar, and then we just proceeded to have ourselves a little beverage alcohol.
That was a wonderful picture you posted. I like that.
Of course it was. Probably the best picture ever.
Jameson sitting in his walker or stroller up on the bar, and thought it was a great picture.
All right.
You bitch about little kids' pictures, and you're going to complain about that?
Yeah. It's just the
it was adorable.
It's just a lemming behavior.
I'm sorry. It was adorbs.
Thank you. Totes adorbs, actually.
I think Iggy should be his godfather.
Oh, my God.
Have you thought about that?
Well, I wasn't sure we were going to get him baptized, but I guess we are. He's kind of doing it. So I guess I got to look into that hole.
Better cover all your bases.
That hole.
Yes.
Mobile, so maybe.
Give the kid every benefit you can find.
I'll give you a tip. I have 19 nieces and nephews, a couple of great nieces and nephews, and I'm not the godfather of any of them.
Huh.
Well, it's because you said
you
had 19.
You're under a set and a half.
Yeah.
So. It's also because you said you had 19 and you have a couple of good ones.
Well, I'm not. No,
so
out of the 19.
Maybe there's something going on.
No, great as in my niece had a kid. Two of my nieces had kids, so they would be great nieces and great nephews.
Gotcha. And not one said, Iggy, we want you to be godfather?
No, I don't. I'm not the godfather of any of them.
Wicked Tony Classic.
I'm a godfather, but I never really had to do anything for it. My godson is a fighter pilot in the Air Force.
Holy moly.
Yeah. But I never really had any things I had to do for that.
What do you do if you're the godfather?
It's a lot different than a stepfather. Stepfather, apparently, you do all kinds
of
things.
Of stuff. A lot of stuff.
We don't do that kind of thing in the Presbyterian section of religion. Protestants don't have godfathers.
So, he's Catholic?
Yeah.
Is that a Catholic thing?
Yeah.
Well, no, it can't
be. It's a Catholic thing. Yeah.
Sure. Oh, really?
Yeah.
It really is, really?
Yes. You don't have that in Protestant religions. Godfathers? I never even heard of such a thing.
I guess my son's going to be Lutheran. Anna Marie's Lutheran. I don't know.
I don't believe Lutherans have godfathers.
Yeah, but she said, okay, let's talk about who's going to be the godparents. And I said, okay, what would you like? Because, you know, this whole baptism thing. You know, let's try to schedule this at a non-intrusive time. Really, this isn't something
you sound skeptical.
I'm personally on. Well, I mean, I'm doing it, but I'm not necessarily on board with it, but
so
whatever.
Is
I could
that,
be wrong
that
about
that poker
Lutheran.
Player Moneymaker, Chris Moneymaker, is your
that
godfather?
Would be bad. I wouldn't mind Ivy if he's available. I don't know if he'd do it.
In Judaism, we don't have godfathers, but you do consigliaries.
Lawyers to keep the second set of books.
You can oppress other religions, okay? But lay off my people. We have consigliaries just in case there's any sort of family business that needs to be taken care of.
Is that right?
Yeah.
And does this person appear at the synagogue, or where does he... He just lurks in a dark room waiting, like Tom Hagen? Yeah.
Back room with a visor and an adding machine.
No, consigliere is not an accountant. That's something different. Usually you ship that out to a company like Jim Hayes Enterprises. But the consigliere, like if you have a beef with the Rosencrantz family, that's when he steps in.
Oh, the Rosencrantzes have been problems?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Mm.
Calipari, Izzo, and if Pacino was in here, we're talking Italian special. We're talking rigatoni, marinara.
Are you still allowed to joke about Pacino, or is it now you can't?
Well, I'll tell you what. Did you watch his interview with Jay Billis?
No.
He is
just absolutely, I don't know, when I see somebody denying something as fervently as he is, I either think he's telling the truth, or then I picture Rafael Palmeiro in 2005 wagging his finger at Congress.
Right. Go with that thought.
Or Lance Armstrong. I mean, I think of that one as well.
It's a good one.
Yeah.
But he is absolutely fervently said, I took a lie detector test, and Billis acknowledges that that's the case, and he passed it 100%. I don't know.
So all this is going on, and the head coach for years had no clue about any of it?
Sure. Sure.
Even if he didn't have a clue about it, he still should be out. If you lost control of your program like that, ultimately it's on his watch.
I'm fairly certain someone like Pacino does have a consigliere that handles that sort of thing. You know, like
Jimmy Cruz, don't let me down, Jimmy. I've got you beat in Louisville.
I don't think Jimmy Cruz
I think the contact points with the head coach on certain issues are really tiny so that there's plausible deniability. They build it that way, I believe.
Well, that could be, but that still won't, I don't think you deserve deniability.
Doug, I'm Lutheran Missouri Synod.
Synod.
Okay. And yes, we have godfathers, godmothers. I'm a proud godfather of four beautiful young souls.
Really?
No, that's from the Bo Weevil of Bevo Mill.
I said I wasn't sure about the Lutherans. I don't know if the Presbyterians never had godfathers. Never heard of that. I had no idea how that worked.
Tim, I agree. Anytime someone fervently denies something, I believe them too. That comes from O.J. Simpson.
Yeah, there is that.
Doug is my godfather, and last night he fondled my loins.
Who?
I mean, you only have one godson.
That was inaccurate. Who was it?
Doug's secret friend. Does he text in?
Doug's secret friend has been suspended. He's been suspended a period of 2 days' time. His name is going into the leather-bound hotshot suspension Logule. They have 11 locations. And Wright Business Products has wonderful ink pens for you, and they'll brand your company's name right on it, or your name. Thanks, Wrightsy.
Thank you, Wrightsy. Hey, it's the Design Air Heating and Cooling 7 o'clock hour. Design Air has over 75 HVAC technicians, so they always provide fast and friendly service. Design Air Service. .com. Design Air is the number one train dealer in the Midwest. It's hard to stop a train. So you have the Blues winning last night in Colorado. Stastny gets his 600th point. And Carter Hutton in goal with the back-to-back games. Blackhawks Wednesday, Avalanche on Thursday. And he gets the job done. Even though he allowed three goals, a couple of those were not really goals you can put on him. Mm-hmm.
One of them, he had a defenseman laying on top of him.
Yeah, but that's how Patrick Waugh used to play.
You know, when you're 15 feet out of the net and one of your own players is lying on top of you, you're not in position A to stop the puck.
And the Blues at this point now, Jake Allen said after they beat Chicago, you would have told us we'd be 5-2 through 7, we'd be thrilled. Well, now they're 6-2 through 8. And, Doug, you know what you're going to do? You're going to be hard-pressed to find anybody with more points than the Blues. You'll find one team, as a matter of fact, and that's Laze Ning.
And that's with a lot of players still out with injury, Doug.
Yeah. You wonder if in some kind of left-handed way that some of these injuries, you know, when the guys come back and they haven't played 15 or 20 games, maybe they'll have a little extra spring in their step.
It's called jump.
Yeah, a little extra jump. The Bouwmeesters and, you know, Steen, who missed the first week or two.
Bergie,
yeah. He'll
come and what's back great is if there's injuries at the latter portion of the season, you have these young guys who are getting a ton of minutes now and experience that they won't be, you know, considered newbies or rookies if and when they have to, you know, get back on the team later in the season.
Yeah. Mike Yeo has really done a hell of a job. All the things that have been thrown at him, they just keep winning.
Your thoughts are welcome anytime on any topic. 855-282-8255. The Appliance Discounter. Phone lines. The Appliance Discounter's loyal sponsors of this radio program for years and years and years. And therefore, Doug, we ask our audience. I mean, the only way we exist is with these loyal sponsors. And so therefore, if you're in the market for an appliance, please make sure that you go to the Appliance Discounter. But it's not like we're going, hey, go to a place that's going to upcharge the dickens out of you. I don't know how many times I've had people reach out and said, hey, you know, I just wanted to support the sponsors. I love the show. But then they go there and they get a great product and customer service and then go, oh my God, this was so much less expensive than any other place. It's the Appliance Discounters online at theappliancediscounters.com. That's where you will find the Appliance Discounters. And if you are looking for a place to wager this weekend, we will have our Maggie O'Brien's Picks of the Week coming up in about an hour and 10 minutes with Eddie McVeigh from Maggie O'Brien's. May I recommend my bookie, Doug?
Okay. That's a nice recommendation.
Yeah,
made.
Where you bet is just as important as who you're betting on, and that's why I'm urging our audience to make your way to my bookie. I trust them, but you don't have to take my word for it. Check them out for yourself. They have in-game live betting and a mobile site that makes wagering on the go easier than ever. You can also check out their online casino if you'd rather play just a few hands of blackjack or roll the dice and craps. Use the promo code radio. That's it, radio. That's the promo code.
Is there any particular code?
Hold on.
Or is it just write in anything and it'll work?
Radio.
Radio, okay.
Mybookie.ag. It's mybookie.ag. You play, you win, you get paid. And I'm going to have to take a look at that. No, I didn't get a chance to do my picks on Facebook yet. So I got to look at... I kind of think the Missouri over is a good play. It's 63. I feel like they're going to score like 50 points, and I think Idaho's probably going to score in the 20 range.
Yeah.
So
no, that might work.
That's one that appeals to me, but I got to look at some other. I haven't had a chance. I always look at scoresandodds.com for our picks with producer Joe and the Maggie O'Brien's picks of the week, so I haven't looked at a lock yet. I'll do that.
I've never missed an Idaho-Missouri game, and I'm not about to miss this one.
The Vandals, Jack. The Vandals. I mean, you got Idaho and then UConn?
Right.
This is fun.
Well, who did that scheduling?
If they released
somebody
the
really
uniforms
wanted to
yet, I kind of feel like tomorrow's a Bumblebee day. Homecoming.
Oh, God, I hope not.
You'll be there.
Yes.
You'll be one
how
of the 25,000.
Since it's homecoming, how about some normal old school Missouri costumes?
Yes. When do they announce it?
Usually like on Thursday night or Friday morning. And then like it's a big thing. And there's like a video and it gets you excited.
Like we're all so anxious. Oh boy, these costumes will look fabulous against the Green Group.
How many years of not getting recruits do they have to go until they go, maybe?
I think it's however long the Nike contract is.
It's all about these kids.
MyBookie.ag, Doug, is where it is. So last night, and I know people don't like this, so I don't know how to do it, so I almost feel like I should tell the story and just make up and go the complete opposite because people would like it better because people like when people lose as opposed to when people win. So I'm sitting up here. I'm having a taste. Just salved in. It's a beautiful night. It's what it's all about. I mean, it really is. It's what it's all about.
It's what it's about.
Yeah. I agree with you.
Yeah.
And I'm sitting at the bar, and, you know, there's a little nectar going through my veins. And I'm sitting here with my wife, and I'm a fan of hers, and obviously she's a fan of mine. How can't you be? And my son, and I get the sense he's really on board with me. And
I think he's a little turned off by it, but that's just
really?
One guy's opinion.
Is that a body language tell or a verbal?
Yeah.
And then Steve Stoles, a business partner in Kirkwood Brewhouse, great guy, and Melissa Marr. Doug, do you know her?
She's the director. Yeah, I met her, yeah.
You know her as Marmar Binks, though.
Right, I've known her, well, I guess about 10 years.
Yeah, and we're up here. We're just having nectar, Jack. And I'm looking at the two TVs. You see the two TVs up there?
Yeah.
And I'm
what, going, those two?
That's right, the two TVs.
And you're ponied up right there?
That's right.
Selling in?
Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And I said, I really like the Dodgers minus a run and a half, and it's minus 110. I think they're going to ship tonight. Hey, I do. And I really like the Raiders plus 3 against the Chiefs. As I said right at this time 24 hours ago, I think Amore finna go off. Plowhawk, you probably have the audio at the ready. Nope.
No, not yet.
Well, we know you said it because I remember.
Okay.
Lord. Iggy, how do you live with yourself?
Tim has a major domo. Whatever you need, Tim. Got it.
Did you say dojo?
No, major duomo.
And I'm thinking, you know what I'm going to do? No. I know it's a square play, but I'm having a taste and maybe I'm not thinking right because there's nectar running through my veins. And I said, I'm going to parlay this. Yeah, it's a fish play, but I'm going to parlay the Dodgers minus 1.5.
It was a fish fillet? What?
No. What's she order? You like that, Plowhawk, because you eat your Fruit Loops. So are those Fruit Loops, bro, or those Apple Jacks with coloring? Fruit you say coloring in 2017?
Fruit Loops and marshmallows.
Oh, God, that sounds awful.
I didn't know fruit. No, it's good, though. It's high protein. Is that Lucky Charms, then, or those Fruit Loops and they've added marshmallows?
They've added marshmallows.
Good for them.
I went to Sam's Club for the first time yesterday went big boy status.
Wasn't quite enough sugar in there, so let's throw in the marshmallows. Get that calorie count up a little bit higher if we can.
So, Doug, I decide, even though it's a fish play, what's she order? And I go Dodgers parlay minus 1.5. Well, that covers, you know, I'm a half hour in. It's already over. Along with the Raiders plus 3. Then, because I'm so bullish on both plays, I bet them individually. And then as that Chiefs-Raiders game is going on, it becomes clear that this is one of those Thursday night games where the boys decided we're going to work on offense for our two practices this week. Mm-hmm. We're not going to really work on the defense. No. See Rammies 49ers a few weeks ago. And I see the live bet number on the over is 55. And I put a taste on that. Well, the Dodgers is good. But here we are with a minute left in the Raiders Chiefs. And the Raiders is down 6.
The Raiders is down?
The Raiders is down 6, and they're like at their own 5.
But
and
I thought Amari was fitting to go off.
Amari had already finna go off. Oh. He already had 200 yards receiving and 2 touchdowns. Right. Southside Seaman, Brian Hoffman, he asks for people to get inside of him. I did last night. Real nice-like, too, because Amari went off.
I don't know what was just said.
I don't.
I knew that I had to have you inside me.
And I did. It sound I went like right on in talk. With Amari.
It did
I went
not
right
sound...
on in. You're done. You're done by Thursday night at 8 o'clock. The Southside Seamen have already finished you. So they're down by 6, and now the total points 54. It's 30-24. So I'm leveraged, baby. I'm leveraged like the Dickens because I'm going to lose my parlay. I'm going to lose my over-under bet of 55, and I'm going to lose my Raiders plus 3. And if you watch that game, they were on fourth down, I think, 2 different times. And then they get down inside the 1. They initially called our friend, Jared Cook, with a touchdown.
Right.
And I think it was a touchdown because he wasn't touched after he caught the ball.
But during the struggle for the catch, he was touched.
Yeah, but after he had control, and I don't know what the rule is. After he had control of the ball at the like half yard line, he wasn't touched. And I realize I obviously had emotional investment, and so I try to take that out of it and go, what do I think? And I don't, but I don't know what the rule is. So after you catch the ball, is that when you're down? Because he didn't have control of the ball.
I mean, if you're touched by a defender while you're trying to make the catch, and you fall down, that counts as you're down.
Well, that's the case. Then he was down. I didn't know what the rules. Either way, then they call him. He's down at the half yard line. They throw a pass to Crabtree. He pushes off. Offensive pass interference. No touchdown. They throw a pass to Cordell Patterson, who they very rarely throw passes to. I don't know what that's about. They usually just let him run. He must have the same Tavon Austin route running abilities. He's out of bounds, but there's holding. Mm-hmm. They throw a pass to Cook. Should have caught the ball to win the game. Yeah. There's holding. Well, yeah. So this thing continues on and on with nothing on the clock. Doug, I'm leveraged. I mean, I'm talking about, might have to sell Carport Village.
Right.
And then they find Michael Crabtree in the end zone for the touchdown, and all of a sudden, bang, 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 all up in you. All up in you as I ship the parlay, as I ship the Raiders plus +3 and the over, and they were going wild.
In the Mound City.
You call it the Mound City, too?
Well, not really.
You know what, Tim? Nobody at the risk does. Of sounding like a lemming, if I may, if you gave me the choice to hear one of your gambling adventure stories or watch the movie Top Gun, give me one of your stories.
Look at that,
huh?
Look at that, Doug.
Wow, that's quite a endorsement.
You don't repop, do you?
I can't even ring the
bell. Well, you've broken the bell.
And I had to win last night because when I played golf with Iggy yesterday, I lost so much money. I'm in a spot now where I'm going to call Ryan Kelly and I'm going to have to see if I can get a little, if I have any equity. I don't know. I think the carports destroy the property value, so I don't think I have any equity in the home.
It's kind of embarrassing because Tim shot 78 yesterday. I don't think he lost a ball. I think he made one double bogey and lost money. I don't know how that happened.
I didn't make one double bogey.
No double bogeys, no lost balls, 78 and lost money.
A lot of money, Doug. I got shit.
So you're swearing off golf because it was so cruel to your hero.
I almost didn't want to take the money. I felt so bad.
Well, I just gave it to Cletus.
What did you shoot at?
I think you shot 87, but I mean, you picked up your ball a few times, and then you just give somebody a double bogey. At least I do.
Yeah, well, when you lose your ball where you know exactly where it is and it's not there, you kind of just pick up.
Well, that's a good way to shoot a nice score. I would love to never have anything more than a double bogey. I'll take that deal.
Doug's up in your scoring.
Well, if my ball was where it should have been, I'd probably make 4 or 5, not double bogey. So,
you think somebody was swiping your ball?
One hole, yeah.
Wow. Serious charge.
Well, what you do is you go to the person who you suspect, you go to their golf cart, and then you look in
there. That happened actually at the Ryder Cup with Matt Hubbels at Hank's. It became a whole thing.
No, I wasn't worried about it. I mean, it's Tim's club. I'm not going to start making a scene out there. And plus, I think Double D knew a couple of the guys.
Doug Double D.
Don Drysdale?
Daniel Descalso.
Yes, he came back from the dead. He was there.
Don Davis of Gateway Buick GMC.
Dan Deerdorf.
No. I just said it. Don Davis of Gateway Buick GMC, the sponsor of our studios. I-270.
Don Davis was also a linebacker for the Rams, too.
He was, pretty number 58.
Yeah, he was a good guy.
He's rock chalk, too.
He was.
Him, Mark Fields, and Jamie Duncan, 2002?
That sounds about right.
That Jamie Duncan signing was awesome as opposed to Leonard Fletcher.
Well, he came from Tampa Bay, and they had been playing good defense. So
he was good. I don't know what happened. Jamie Duncan, not to revisit that whole thing?
Well, I think some people wanted to talk about the Rams signing of Jamie Duncan.
That's what people are talking about. I don't think we can turn our backs on it.
But Tim played well. He probably shouldn't have lost.
All right, back
he
to
Tim. Tim played much Would better you, than I did.
I just want to get that out there. But Tim played well and probably shouldn't have lost as much money as he did.
How you do it with this guy.
Oh, my God, the gong's been destroyed.
You're a little too light on the striking.
Well, you have to hit it just right to get the maximum sound out of it. It's like this. Do that?
You have to make that little feminine gesture, too.
Well, it helps.
You know, you remind me of Carol Brady in the Wessonality commercial.
Oh, yeah, Florence Henderson. We got to get her on.
She did the same thing like you did with your hands.
Certain Wessonality?
Certain Wessonality, ding. Right.
Hey, Orange Man, that's called cheating. Gosh, you're awful. Stick to sunflowers.
Cheating?
That's from the Lindenwood Recreator. I don't know if that's the Lindenwood Recreator.
I don't know. What's cheating?
Well, to take no more than a double bogey on any hole. That's massive cheating.
I put an X in it. I didn't take any score.
Well, when I'm just keeping score just for the sake of keeping score, if somebody picks up, I just give them a double or triple, I guess. I don't know. Nothing more than a triple. It doesn't matter. I mean, because for the money purposes, Iggy's out of the hole.
Yeah, we're playing teams, and it doesn't matter what I shoot. Because I'm already, if I can't find my ball, I have to go back to the tee and re-hit 3, and I'm not going to do that.
No, you can't really do that on a public course with other people playing. You just got to set a ball down there and take a penalty shot.
No, you go. You have to go back to the tee.
Yeah, but nobody does that on a public course.
Well, I'm a cheater, so I'm just going to drop one there. But
well, you have to amend the rules because there's other people on the course.
But the fact is that I'm relying on Cletus, my partner, to do something. So it doesn't matter what score I get. We're playing as team, so I don't care.
Wouldn't you get mad if you were playing a course and some guy came back the other way and hit another tee shot because he couldn't find the first one that he hit?
Yeah, I would. I would say, why don't you just drop one?
Right.
This isn't the PGA.
No, it isn't.
But we're playing for money, so technically if we would have done that.
Yeah, the stakes got a little high because we're pressing every single hole we're losing, and all of a sudden we're losing 7 bets on 18.
Cletus isn't even keeping score. He's got the bets down at the bottom, and he's not even putting the scores down.
Yeah.
Do you think it's possible that Tim could ever let you down?
Hasn't yet.
Bless it.
Doug, Florence Henderson shot a movie in Columbia, Illinois. Thanks. It's from Sugar Shane.
What movie?
I don't know. Don't look at Sugar Shane, can you follow up on that?
I don't ever remember her being in a movie.
Tim, if you need a caddy, I will gladly clean your balls for you. It's from the Sad Panda. He's friends with Dave in St. Peter, I think.
Wouldn't surprise
me. They don't iron their shirts?
That kind of
If you want to see a fun match today, come on out to The Rock at 1 o'clock.
Doug, you're going on your own vacation. That'd be a great way to spend your vacation.
I'm going to The Rock to watch a couple of hackers.
What are you
going to
do today?
Oh, you just called Jennings and Cletus hackers. God help you, sir.
I'm going up to Columbia for homecoming.
Oh, you're going to get there early to get into the Idaho game?
When do you leave?
Yeah. Well, I'm not going to give my day to my hour-by-hour schedule to you over the radio. I'm sorry.
What, do you think that there'll be assassins targeting you along the way?
It could be robbers breaking into my home. Just say we're going to leave
later this morning, early in the afternoon. Well, because I got to say that your schedule, when you're not working, reminds me of Big Al.
Mm. When I'm good and ready to leave, that's when I'll leave.
Do you think
I'm good and ready?
Do you think someone's going to be tracking you?
I don't know.
So you met a nice dad last week going back up?
Oh,
homecoming.
He's not happy with Doug's accusation, and so he fires back.
Oh, man, you just got...
Plowhawk and Seamaster just in the middle of it.
You just got dad burned.
Gosh, I feel so bad about it, too.
Guys, I thought I disagreed with Tim earlier in the show, but then I didn't. Whew. Sorry about that, Tim. Should have known better. You are the greatest. Thanks, Wildwood Whisker Biscuit.
Iggy. No, it was Iggy typing it.
Hey, Tim, this Pumpkin Spice RX bar is pawning my hole this morning. Oh, my, that's from the Jamoke.
I don't need to hear that.
You know, I had an RX bar this morning.
So now RX bars are cool.
I've been having them for about a year. It's 12 grams of protein, 20 grams of carbs, and 200 calories, and they're all natural ingredients, so relatively speaking, pretty healthy if you don't have time to make your breakfast. But my God, are they, it's sticky as the day is long. It's sticky.
What about the flavor?
Choice.
All right. So you deal with the stickiness.
Yeah, but then I went to go brush my choppers. You say that, brush your choppers?
Oh, you have to if you eat something sticky. Otherwise, bacteria will get on the
You
sticky.
Brush your own teeth? You don't have your wife do that?
Anna Marie was feeding Jameson. It's a whole thing.
Well, what's more important?
I kind of agree with you. Thank you for saying it.
You ever heard of any kind of nonsense? Yeah. Doesn't your wife brush your teeth for you?
There hasn't been a high guy brushes choppers since Easy Ed McCauley.
Color me stunned.
Doug, this is Bruce on the Appliances Counter phone lines. Good morning, Bruce.
Oh, hello, Bruce.
Good morning. How you guys doing?
Bruce, are you in New York City today, or are you on the Hamptons?
Neither. I'm heading up towards Greenwich to take a meeting with Condé Nast.
Don't say take a meeting. Don't say to take a meeting with.
Okay. I kind of like
that's what it is.
Just say to have a meeting.
At a hotel, I'm going to see a meeting with Condé Nast, the magazine publisher, and then I will be back in the city around 3 p.m.
Yeah, let's not get caught up in the words. What's this meeting about?
Yeah, what's this meeting? What do you got going?
Oh, they're doing a retirement party for the editor of Vanity Fair, so I'm helping put that together, but nothing too crazy today. Don't have a light schedule this week. I've listened to you guys a lot because of it.
What is the theme of this retirement party? I'm going to imagine a life well lived.
Well, no, I mean, he's not dead, so we're not going to do that, but... No. We're just, he's an interesting guy. He used to run Spy magazine. He ran Vanity Fair for years. We're going to send him off with in a classy way, probably. But I shouldn't use the word classy because that means it's usually not. So,
right. Oh, that's a good read.
Getting ahead of myself. Tim, congrats on the boy.
Thank you so much, Bruce.
Yeah, it's amazing, isn't it?
I have been enjoying the hell out of it. I really have. And you and Jacob have a couple of sons too, don't you?
Yeah, two, and they're going to be one in January. So we're.
Are you planning a party for them? Being the party planner you are.
Oh, are you kidding me? Of course. It's going to be as gay as the day is long, but it will be fun.
Cut that off.
We'll have all our friends.
I guess we're doing the remote there.
Maybe even some Missourians will come in. We'll see.
What do you do to make to gay up a party?
Cut that off also.
Lovely drinks. I mean, you want to have a really good drink selection. Yeah. That's one thing that's really important.
Do you invite any breeders, or do you just want to make sure it's all the gays?
No, I mean, at this point in my life, like, we're not getting into, like, dating and all this Tinder and Bumble and stuff. I'm there to relax and have fun.
But the gays aren't on Tinder and Bumble. The gays are on Grindr, and I don't know
Grindr,
about
Grindr, yeah, whatever. Yeah. You know, whatever.
All right, I'm sorry.
I've been with Jacob for years. I don't really know any of that stuff anymore. But we'll have, I mean, there'll be some gays there, but a lot of our friends are straight. I mean,
yuck.
I'm a really big sports fan, so that tends to brush aside some of the traditional gays because they're just very judgmental about that thing. But
so if you're
gays
are not happy if you're gay and a sports fan.
Well, no, just like a sports fan like me. Like, I want to actually talk sports and not just say, "Oh, those uniforms look good." Like,
that's what we do. I think for 3 hours a day, you know, not happy with Missouri's uniforms.
I think you're stereotyping your own clique there.
Well,
football's
no,
awfully
not real.
Bush.
I mean, everybody fits into stereotypes. I defy quite a few of them, and that's been my way my whole life. I'm kind of a pain in the butt, so. That's just how I am. And, you know, Jacob's not the biggest sports fan. He enjoys it, and he'll sit and watch. But for me to, like, listen, he thinks listening to, like, sports podcasts and stuff are just, like, absurd. And
I agree with that. But
I listen to all of the big ones. I enjoy it and have a good time with it. And I don't know. I think it's silly for people to judge based on that. But, no, we'll have a party, and I'm sure, you know, we'll have some friends there and bring over some of the kids that they go to daycare with. So a nice day. I don't know.
Now, are you married to your partner? I can't recall. Are you married?
We're not married, but we don't really care. We've been together for so damn long.
And you have two kids. Well, see, my thing is, I think that's becoming more and more standard where maybe you're not going to get second looks. Around where I live,
no.
we see that, right? So have you gotten any pushback or people look at you, or is it just like any other parents?
Jim, I'm in New York. I don't get any pushback on anything. You walk down the street, you see the weirdest stuff. So us two gay dudes walking around with two babies and a double stroller doesn't really throw anybody off. That's kind of like a Tuesday afternoon.
It's good to hear.
If I were in, now let's say I were living in, I don't know, Fallon, Missouri and doing that and going to Mid Rivers Mall, then yeah, I'd probably get some looks.
I don't know. I think grilled chicken sandwich at Cracker Barrel off Highway K, and it seemed like I was at the middle of Studio 54.
I just think it's becoming more and more prevalent, though.
Microwaves.
Don't you think
it's definitely more prevalent. Oh, yeah. Are you kidding me? Yeah, I mean, I have plenty of straight friends that aren't married, plenty of gay ones that aren't married that have kids, and plenty that are. I don't think it matters. I don't really care. I don't put labels on people because of that. You know, whatever. Do what you want. God.
How long have you and Jacob been together, Bruce?
Oh, pretty much since college, which you're going back 15 years, 16 years. So
very nice.
We've had a few like little tiffs in the early 2000s where we might have broke up for a week or two. But I'd say consistently, we've not had a breakup since 2004.
Yeah, I was going to say five. Have you ever brought another gentleman into the bedroom?
No.
I was curious if you had an MMM. That's all.
No. Ugh, that makes me kind of ill. Like, that's not
me.
Not at all.
All right. Fair enough.
Now,
pitch out nobody going.
Do you brush your own teeth, or does Jake do that?
If he ever brushed my teeth, I'd smack him in the face.
No.
The biggest fights we've probably ever had are one that I'm not a gold star gay, and I've told him that.
Okay, don't know what gold star
What
makes someone a gold star
It means I've been with a woman before.
Wow.
He has not. Jacob has not. So it's kind of, in the gay community, there's just, like, some people think that is tainted, but me, again, who cares? Like, I was with a girl probably in the late 90s. I think I still had frosted tips, and I was trying to fit in, and that's it. It was at a party. I mean, that's one time, and he really had a problem with it.
Well, let me, like, Doug, I'm going to do it. What do you call it?
A problem with that.
So at the time, were you not out, or were you not sure, or what was going on there?
Well, no.
You mentioned the frosted tips. Like, the frosted tips, you're like,
in.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe it was a little of both. I mean, I do think women are beautiful. Like, I have no bones about that. But I kind of knew. Like, I don't know. I can't really put a finger on it. I just wasn't exposed to a lot of gays, so I didn't really know. And this girl, like, we weren't really dating, but we'd gone on a date or two, and we just got drunk at a party and screwed, and that was like, you know, that was it.
Did you enjoy it? How do you think she enjoyed it? No, or you were kind of like, oh my God, I can't get it up.
Well,
what's going on?
I've been drinking Two Dogs all night, which was probably the first sign that I was gay. But then
that's an obscure 90s reference.
Yeah, I enjoyed it. I mean, we were pretty drunk. It was at a house, I think it was like off McKnight.
Was that house off McKnight?
I have no idea where the hole was.
You said you were there.
I wasn't anywhere close.
Yeah, Doug was doing, he was doing a newscast from the living room.
Probably so. In the 90s? Yeah, probably so.
But it was not serious at all. No. I mean, like, at all.
Was that the first time you'd had sex with a woman?
It was, yeah.
And you were like 23 at the time?
Oh, no, I was in high school.
Oh, I thought I thought we were around the same age. All right.
No, I'm 36. So I was a senior in high school, probably. Okay. And now, I've had other, like, fool-around sessions and whatnot, but this was the first time I, like, went all the way. And I think it wasn't that long after that. Like, I came out to my parents freshman year. So it wasn't that long after that that I was kind of like, okay, gig's up. I'm obviously gay.
I wonder if a gay guy can last longer than a straight guy his first time. Because, I mean,
I don't know.
First time. I mean, for real, like, five seconds is the over-under. So were you able to, you're kind of like, I'm not really into this, so I'm able to kind of Lexington steal the situation?
I was into it more so I could, like, brag about it when I got done, I think. That was probably it. I don't know. It's hard to go back and look at the psychology. We probably were listening to, like, LFO or something. I mean, it was like the summer of 99. Blocks, so.
Had a bunch of hits,
we're treating a gentleman that happens to be gay like he's this rare being that we have to cross-examine everything about
him. A gay guy Jacob holds it against him that he's not a gold star gay because he had sex at this house off
McKnight. We just don't talk about it anymore. He held it against me. I don't think we've talked about it probably in a decade because I think it just is under his skin for some reason that at one time I experienced vagina. And I don't know. I don't think it's a big deal, but we argue about the dumbest stuff. We argue about stupid stuff. We don't argue about anything serious. We're, you know, just like where we're going to go to dinner or who's picking up and dropping off the kids. And I'll argue with them about why I can't watch, like, NHL, you know, games or league pass on NBA or something. That's it. It's dumb stuff. Are you kidding me?
Sounds like you're pretty happy with Jacob, Doug.
Oh, we're doing great. So everything good in St. Louis? I do have to tell you, I got to look at this Amazon proposal. One of my friends texted me, who still lives at home, texted me an article. And I, honest to God, thought it was a joke. I swear. They were trying to entice Amazon with Ted Drews. Is this real?
Doug, have you read the Amazon proposal?
I also saw, I saw a post where they used a picture of Busch Stadium, but they used the old Busch Stadium.
Yeah, it was the old Busch Stadium.
Very nice.
Like, who put this thing together? Was it one of your listeners? Like, was it... What, I mean, I could, like, Steve from Wildwood or something. I don't know who could have been.
Steven Wildwood takes a hit from Bruce.
See, I think if you live in St. Louis, you don't get your hopes up, and then you're not disappointed. Like, I never thought Amazon was going to become
when you're, one of your biggest selling points is frozen custard. I'm sorry.
It's pretty good, though.
Yeah, they wouldn't even know what that means, I'm sure. Is that?
But do you think Jeff Bezos is looking at that saying, like, oh, I love frozen custard. Let me get to St. Louis. No, he doesn't care.
No.
Oh, God. I don't know. The whole thing seems kind of schmocky to me, but we'll see. I don't have very high hopes. I think they're going to Detroit.
Let me ask you, because I'm interested in the New York elite.
Yes.
What kind of party will it be for Graydon? Will it be high class or kind of laid back? Yeah, Grayson Carter.
It'll be very laid back, but there'll be probably, you know, there'll be some people there that'll blow your mind, but there'll also be a lot of really stuck up, probably New York businessmen, like a lot of Wall Street types and everything. He runs in a very tight circle from what I've gotten from his assistant. We're meeting in about an hour. I don't really know a whole lot. I've read the magazine and I've never met the man, so we'll see. But yeah, I would imagine there'll be some celebrities. I know he's close with, like, Madonna. I don't think the Donald will be there. If you want to look up their past, they have had some history. So the president probably won't be in attendance. But There'll be some names, I'm sure.
Would you let us in there? Would you get us passes?
Yeah, we could hang out.
Like if you were doing a really big party with celebrities, yeah. would you risk your own reputation by leaving us passes?
Yeah, but it would probably have to be like really big. Like I'm thinking this is like maybe 15 to 20 people. And then maybe in the inner circle, and then there'll probably be like a reception after, or there'll be another 40 to 50.
And isn't this the kind of thing where like Billy Joel show up and play a piano in the living room?
Yeah, I don't know. I saw his wife is pregnant, so I don't know what
that's right, Doug. Billy Joel's 68 and his wife's pregnant.
Wow, good for him.
But no, Billy, it is something like Billy, which I don't know if he's tight with Billy or not, but like someone like that would show up and do like a little, here you go, here's a send off. I don't know. Grayson. He's an interesting guy. I'm going to have to talk to him before we really figure out what we want to do.
He might love us. You know, you could end up making a name for yourself. We're there. All of a sudden, everyone's gathered around us.
Tell us about the blues.
Tell us
Doug
about
brings out the banjo, starts singing a little bit.
Tell us when you went to Ted Drew's.
We're going to talk a lot about, like, Alex Steen's injury and about how the guys have started off with 12 points. Yeah, there'll be a lot of those conversations.
Nice. We can get a flight to New York and leave St. Louis at 10 and be there by 10 tonight, Doug, with a couple stops along the way. What, Baltimore?
Oh, no, this party's not till December. Don't worry. You've got time to plan.
Oh, maybe. Good.
Get a fry bar. Get a French fry bar.
French fry bar. That's your contribution to this, a fry bar. Maybe I'll just do a cheese fountain with it. How's that sound?
Ooh, Doug.
Cheese fountain.
We'll do Gouda, running Gouda. That would be fantastic.
I bet Gaga will be
there.
Probably.
You think Lady Gaga will be there? Will Lady Gaga be there, Bruce? Because if that's the case, Iggy will show up.
Be there. Annie's going to be there. And I've met Annie a few times, and she's fairly close to Lady Gaga.
Who's Annie? So, Sarah Jessica Parker played Annie on Broadway.
Annie
Leibovitz, yeah. Mm-hmm. So she'll definitely be in attendance. So I would imagine, you know, I don't think it's something that Gaga would be I know that Annie Leibovitz will be there. So I'm sure, Iggy, if you need any Gaga stories, I'm sure I can get one or two out of her.
Does it bother you at all that Gaga's doing all this lip syncing nowadays?
I don't really care what she does. It's like, she's a great performer, sure. And I just don't really care. I don't have time to pay attention to Lady Gaga lip syncing or Katy Perry, who she's dating, or any of that. It's like, that's so 2004.
And those are big issues here, mister.
Doug. So when are you going to be in town, sure, Bruce? You and Jacob are coming for Thanksgiving or for the holidays?
I think we'll be in for Thanksgiving. We'll probably get in Wednesday, go back Saturday. We don't get to spend a lot of time. Our parents come out quite a bit to New York. I fly them out all the time. We just don't have much time to get. We do so much weekend work that it's very hard to get back. So, like, New York City empties out Thanksgiving weekend. It's one of the only times you really get to get away. So that we can do. And then Christmas, we're doing Florida again because it was a big hit last year.
Where in Florida?
We go to Naples. Yeah. So we will be. And it really didn't get hit as bad as everyone talked about. I got to see some pictures of the place we stay, and everything looked fine.
Where do you stay? You stay at the Ritz, I bet. You ball so hard.
I'm really not going to say where I stay.
Wow, just like Doug, not saying when he's going to watch the Idaho game.
I hate doing that. I don't want to be the douche. So
it is the Ritz. It's absolutely the Ritz.
I think I picked up a tight read. I called out his hand. Queen Jack of Spades, full kid. Bitch.
What about my hand?
Doug, how big are his hands?
I don't know. I've never seen a gentleman. I don't know.
The biggest hand I ever shook was Elton Brand, and it was startling.
Is that a turn on for the gay community? Here's the thing, and I'm curious, Bruce, because I was hanging out with Janie the lesbian, and in the lesbian community, lesbians look at hands, and I had no idea. Did you know that?
You know what else they look at? They look at moving trucks because they're always in and out. So that's where gay and lesbians probably differ.
Yeah. Oh my word.
Yeah.
Well, our audience, if you were in town in St. Louis, our audience, I think you might be our most popular caller. I don't know. It's either you or Big Al. Well, for real, man. For real.
You have people that actually, like, know your show better than I do and call in. I'm like a novice, but I listen when I can. You know that.
I know, but the listeners love you.
Well, good. I'm glad to hear they love me. If I ever start party planning in St. Louis,
it's a hot city right now for the elite.
Maybe I'll advertise with a podcast and with. So I have them downloaded, Tim, and I haven't gotten to listen yet, but I'm going to today on my way back.
Which one are you going to listen to, Bruce?
I'm going to start with John Danforth because he is a friend of my father's.
Oh, is that right?
I definitely want to hear what he has to say. He was always so good to us growing up. I mean,
he's a great man.
You're running money circles, don't you, Bruce?
Not really money, but my dad, you know, was a prominent lawyer, so we knew him, and he was very nice to our family, and he seemed like a really good guy. So I'll probably start with that one, and I don't know. I love Gary Pinko. I love Coach, so maybe that one after that. I'll probably have time for two on my drive home.
And you went to Missouri, right?
I did, yeah. Mm-hmm. So I was there. I started there right before Pinko got there and ended while Brad Smith was in his
BD Smith, number 16.
Were you in a frat, Smith, baby. What's that?
Were you in a frat?
No, I wasn't. I was in the journalism school, so that didn't leave a ton of time for that. And then I quit journalism.
Good
so
call.
It was a whole, yeah. It was a whole to do.
Sure sucks. Obviously, it didn't work out for you living in New York and planning parties in the Hamptons.
My passion was telling people what kind of tablecloths to put on a table, obviously, and what kind of glassware to use. So you didn't really need a major for that, I suppose.
I felt like there was a sequence for that in the J school.
Yes, correct. You're all over it. And you're like a credit shy, is that right?
I think I'm 8 hours shy of graduating.
And you ended up being like one of the most successful media personalities in St. Louis.
Please, stop it. Stop it now.
But I just wanted to hear that bell. That
was so you got it.
Bruce, always great to hear from you, sir.
Yes,
our listeners love you. It would
you
be an honor to meet you, but always great. Don't be a stranger. You know that deal.
All right, I won't. You guys have a great weekend.
You
there,
too.
See you. All right, thank Bruce. You, Bruce.
I mean, people love when Bruce calls in.
He's good.
He's got to have... What a life he has, though. Like, I envy that. Nothing, you know.
You'd like to live in New York?
Yeah, I just...
Have you been
like,
to New York?
Seamaster
and I were talking. He's never been to New York or Los Angeles. Kind of like, okay, if we keep doing well with the podcast, maybe we can go up to New York and, you know, I'd interview Artie. He lives right across from the city in Hoboken, maybe SE Cup. And then a friend of the show, I hope he doesn't mind me saying, I don't know if he does. I can't imagine he would. Kevin King, attorney, one of our attorneys, whose daughter is married to a friend of the show, Jim Edmonds, Megan King Edmonds. They know Andy Cohen, and he requested that Andy Cohen come on the podcast. It would be super cool. And I always like to do these if we can in person. So if we could do, like, if we knew we could go up there and interview Artie and SE and Andy Cohen, it'd be worth, you know, the juice would be worth
the squeeze. But Andy was in L.A., no?
Pretty sure he's New York. Right. Either way, I'm sure he spends time there.
He's in town quite a bit, though.
Yeah, I know. So if he's in town, it'd be great, like, over the holidays. Well, point being, I was surprised the Seamaster hadn't been there. But I guess... So, Plowhawk, have you been there?
L.A., New York, no.
No?
I've been to Idaho.
Okay. Yeah, Florida.
Florida, I have.
Yeah. But, yeah, like 2 years ago, you saw the ocean for the first time.
New York is really high stress if you're not used to that.
I think I would enjoy it, though, if I didn't have a lot to do and I could just sightsee and, like, just walk around. I wouldn't be by myself, though. I'd need somebody with me.
Oh, the people watching is incredible.
I would love it.
Sure.
Yeah.
But chicks can get naked enough.
What?
Chicks can go topless in New York and down the street.
Nice.
How often does that happen?
Six.
I wanted to ask Bruce, but it's not illegal. Girls can take their tops off and walk around
that
New York.
That is actually a thing.
Yeah. Nice.
Yeah, Plowhawks, there's another reason for you to go up there. You can be our key grip when we do the Artie.
I haven't seen
long
that.
Time.
You look
it is a new. Time. I think it's a new regulation because they felt like it was discriminatory that women couldn't take off their tops. I think that's why Joe carved a landing strip. He wanted to send a message that he was in support.
If you grow up here... It's an awfully big transition to try to get comfortable in a place like New York. Where here you get used to, oh, there's a parking spot. Yeah. Oh, I'll drive. Yeah, that won't
well, you
be
don't
any,
have a car
any hassle.
There.
I know. It's for me, it's a fantastic place to visit. No way would I ever want to live
yeah,
there.
Yeah, but I went
no
from
way.
A town of 10,000 to St. Louis, so I feel like the jump from St. Louis to New York would be similar. Because I was taken back by how busy the streets and interstates were here when I first moved here.
Yeah.
So I imagine I would get the same feeling moving.
You'd be
or
fine, and they
have
plenty of pot to buy.
Yeah, that's all I need. Yeah,
it might even be more good. Drastic.
All right, we're 10 minutes late for a break, but that's what Bruce does, Doug.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't even think the Seamaster has scolded me for it yet. Oh, there he did. He just did. But that's how much the Seamaster likes Bruce.
Okay.
And I can't blame him. People love caller Bruce. All right, we got a break. That closes out the Design Air Heating and Cooling 7 o'clock hour, and Design Air got an extra 10 minutes out of the whole deal. How about that whole? How about that whole
deal?
Thank you, Design Air Heating and Cooling, the number one train dealer in the Midwest. It's hard to stop a train. 75 HVAC technicians. They always provide fast and friendly service. Make sure you're supporting sponsors. Design Air. Design Air Heating and Cooling, the number one Train dealer in the West. It's hard to stop Train. Coming up, Eddie McVay with the Maggie O'Brien's Picks of the Week. Lisa Ann with your fantasy football advice for the weekend. And Hot Shots Email of the Day. Iggy's Drops of the Week presented by the Post Sports Bar and Grill. And then the Bert Early Cutlery Cuts of the Week. It's Ryan Kelly Morning After.